Morning, it's March 5, the day in 1983 when Bob Hawke was elected Prime Minister.
This is going to be a government for all Australians, irrespective of how they cast their vote.
It's the anniversary of the last ANZAC flight, AN-152, touched down in Sydney on this day in 2002.
A devastating blow to staff, travellers, the biggest and longest process of administration in Australian corporate history.
The National Nine Network and stations coast to coast proudly present The Mike Walsh Show.
There's a flashback. Australian TV and radio host Mike Walsh is 80 today. The Mike Walsh Show ran from 1973 to 1985.
He's a very brash guy. He's got the, what I call the traditional Australian sort of spirit, hasn't he, that we like to think of ourselves as.
The Proclaimers twins, Charlie and Craig Reed, are 56. They had this huge number one in 1989. Aussie boxer Danny Green is 45 today and celebrating his birthday in the jungle.
It's always emotional when you fight at home. You know, it's always a really uplifting experience. Sounds like a cliche. This potentially could be my last fight ever.
And Cold Chisel drummer Steve Prestwich was also born on March 5. He died aged 56 in 2011. He wrote their hits When the War Is Over and Forever Now. Finally, in 1982, US comedian John Belushi died of a drug overdose, aged just 33. Famous for his time on Saturday Night Live and the movies Animal House and the Blues Brothers.
Putting the band back together, we need you, man.
I can't, I really can't. If you say no, Elwood and I will come here for breakfast, lunch and dinner every day of the week.
There's some of the things we're remembering on March 5.